The billionaire owner of Dole Foods will pour yet more millions of dollars into the Kannapolis Research Center he founded 6 years ago. David Murdoch announced today an endowment of $15 million a year in perpetuity to his self-named institute. He hopes it will reignite his vision for a hub for life-changing food research. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
David Murdoch is more active than the typical man his age. And striding out of the conference room after his announcement, he told a group of us reporters why he thinks that is.
I eat only fruits and vegetables, nuts, and I am 91 years old, and I'm as healthy as any one of you here.
He spent, by his own estimation, more than $800 million to create the North Carolina Research Campus, which opened in 2008. It's a collection of buildings and state-of-the-art labs at the site of the closed Cannon Mill in Kannapolis, with his institute at the center. Campus officials projected it would be home to 5,000 scientists and 35,000 jobs on and off campus within a decade, and it would replace the manufacturing jobs lost when the mill closed early last decade. So far, about 1,000 people are associated with the project, but Murdoch has continued to invest in what he says will be his lasting work.
I want to make this center the center of all the knowledge that you need, teaching you what to eat, how to eat, why to eat that way, how often to eat that way, what not to eat.
The new endowment will more than double the institute's funding, and Murdoch hopes provide certainty about its future, which will attract more talent. The campus hosts many of North Carolina's major universities and corporations like General Mills. It's produced research that could help athletes reduce common viral infections by eating certain nutrients and explaining why some of the best foods for us are so good.
That's why they call them a superfood, basically.
UNC Charlotte professor Anne Lorraine and her colleagues are mapping the genome of the blueberry, trying to discover what gives the food properties beyond simple nutrition, why it may reduce the risk of cancer and Alzheimer's. They have ideas, and the next step is to confirm them, but there simply aren't enough researchers there, Lorraine says.
We found so much. It's amazing how much we found. And all we need are people to help us figure out if that stuff is really there, how much is there, and so on and so forth.
In addition to the funding, Murdoch says he's looking for a world-class scientist to lead the institute and attract more talent. And he says if that or the institute require more money, he will provide it. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.